Demetrius and Philip, living proof that Eric does have friends.
Because we're not paying those guys.
Back to Q105's The Morning After.
We're really ramming home that point today. Welcome back to the show. It's Eric, Demetrius, Philip, Q105 at 9:32. Podcast of the show after the show. If you're just joining us, we're on every Saturday morning from 8 to 10. Hit up Q1055.com or check out and please like the Facebook page. 4K a day is back with Denny, 9 a.m. Monday morning. 4K a day. You got four chances each day. And there's more on the website to win that money. Q1055.com. You guys know this, I think. Who is the closest person in my life? Like the person that I care more deeply for than anything.
You're Paul.
Barry.
This will be the first time that I can ever recall that I will have gone this long without speaking to him. And
Are you guys fighting?
I'll give you five quick questions to guess where he is, why he will be out of touch. You don't even have to give me the exact spot. I won't be able to talk to my dad for a week, beginning today at 3 o'clock.
Going undercover with like the CIA or something?
Not a bad guess.
Oh, okay.
That's one. D.
Okay.
Is he going on vacation with his side chick?
Yes!
Hey!
It's not a side chick.
Oh, it's a chick.
It's his girl. It's his person.
His man squeeze.
It's his person.
His Saturday night thing.
His morning after.
Jeff, you want to take a guess as to where Barry is vacationing?
I'm going to go big, and since it's getting cold, I'll say Bermuda.
Ooh, can I guess? Is he right?
Wow!
Oh!
Because I was going to rule out any of the stands.
He's going to the Bahamas stand. Thank you very much. It's a little left to... No, he's going on a cruise today. They're leaving from Bayonne, New Jersey, sailing down to Florida, and then sailing to a bunch of ports of call in the Bahamas.
What is... Does your dad not have a television? Has he not seen any of the news?
What's going on?
You know, like storms and...
Yeah, this has not been a particularly kind year for ocean liners.
Like hurricanes.
I think the hurricane season is over.
Do you?
I think it is actually over.
Is that,
and I know the strongest.
Is that official from
yes.
Eric Chase Meteorology School?
Yes.
Hurricane season is over.
The National Weather Service of Chase. I think the strongest ones are in October or September and October. So,
yeah, sure, we could talk about it. Yeah, let's call some people from Puerto Rico.
But the upshot here is, they're not going to be able to answer. They have no power.
Oh, gosh.
I can't remember a time, because he's not bringing his phone. I'll have Terry's phone number for emergencies, but I can't ever recall in my life not being able to speak to my dad for a week.
I mean, it'd
be traumatic.
If it's a circumstance where there is an emergency, what would be emergency level enough to call and interrupt a week cruise that it's going to take a ton of effort for him to get back from at that point? I mean, that's...
Dad, I got fired from another radio job. but I was thinking about my dad earlier this week because we hit that point in the year where... It's going to be warm tomorrow because we're going to have like a hellish day of weather. I guess there's going to be some tornado watches and some severe weather warnings. But we had this like 2 week period of time where you had to open the windows. Maybe the air was on. The next day the heat was on. Then you'd have to turn the heat up. So it's been some freaky weather the last 2 weeks. And I remember the biggest household fight in my home growing up. My mom liked the thermostat at like 62. My dad liked it at more comfortable room temperature. I liked it warm. Now, when I was a little kid, my dad would literally... The only time he got really angry at me was when I messed with the thermostat. My mom would yell at me when I messed on the other end when I would wake up in the morning and it was like 61 degrees in the house and my mom was freezing me out of the house. That was the biggest household battle. D, with you guys, it was a lot of times the dishwasher and the dishes.
Yeah.
But it's something you have chosen a new hill to die on.
Yes. Yes, and I haven't chosen the hill. Like, the hill just showed up.
The hill chose me?
Yeah, yeah. Like Plymouth Rock. You didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on you.
Dig it, brother.
Yeah. Mount Money. Mount Money showed up in my house. And money is probably...
Okay, wait. Before you get into this, you relinquished the rights of majority of money spending over to Kara a long time ago, right?
Yeah, but then I wrestled it back.
Well, so you can't do that. I knew you were going to say that.
See, like, I had wrestled it back from her, and I was feeling pretty confident with myself. And here was the thing. I was just like, you know, bank accounts are open. If you got questions, you can look and blah, blah, blah. But, you know... I was going out of town, like, for training, and I was spending a little more money than I should.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, not telling her. I was just like, look, I'm going to put it back in. It's not a big deal. I don't understand why, you know, you're freaking out like
what
this.
What are you contributing to it anyway?
Stop. Stop.
But you know what? Doesn't matter if you put it back in. It's the point that you're taking more out than what you're supposed to.
It was the fact that I was taking it out and not telling her.
Right.
And I'm like, well, if you wanted the information, you could look. Like, if you want to be, you want answers, you could be proactive and be involved in this. You know, that's just how it is. But the flaw in my plan.
Tell her to like, be proactive.
There were a lot of flaws in my plan. Like, was the first part when I was like, you have access, you can look, be proactive. Mm. I shouldn't have to, like, run to you, blah, blah, blah. All statements that are wrong to say in a marriage.
Accurate.
All things.
I hear is, bitch better have my money playing in back stop. Of this discussion.
And so.
Yeah.
And so, like, and. We were just screaming at each other about it. And I'm like, look, the best way for me to do this, like the only way for me is to resign my position in FIFA. And so I stepped down as the chief financial officer in Nicodemus Incorporated.
It was, you know, more short-lived than a Trump cabinet member.
Oh, I know. Right. And so I was like, look, this is going to give you peace of mind. This is definitely going to, like, help quell things. So I went like this. I'm going to delete the app off my phone. I said, when I need something, I will just call you.
Money. Yeah. Biggest household battle is money.
It's the second time you've done that.
All things considered, as of late, there haven't been a lot of, like, major household battles. Right now, I still have moved back in with my dad, and so the two of us are still basically, we're living like we are kind of in a separate environment from each other. Like, I'll go into my side of the house, he'll stay in his side of the house.
Like hamsters with a tunnel.
We're kind of pretending that he always wants to say hi and wants a quick catch up. But then otherwise, we just kind of ignore each other and do our own thing. There is a battle brewing, though, which is over the necessity of getting the dog on his walks. I'm out of the house more often than he is these days. I really am not around that much. And as a result, the dog ends up kind of being left to its own devices. And as a result, ends up being needed to be cleaned up after more often than necessary.
Get a dog walker.
We're out in the middle of the country. The dog walker would be A, prohibitively expensive, and B, it's a lot more complicated than that. So, I mean, It does not take much effort to have the dog, you know, taken outside a little bit more often. So now I feel like I have to take the dog out every time I come home, whatever time of day, just to be on the safe side. And it just feels like, you know, it's something remiss that's being left behind.
It's unfortunate that it's happening to, like, a living being and not, like, money or a thermostat.
Yeah, true. Very true.
9:40. We'll try to go out, squeak in a new game before we wrap up here today at 10 o'clock on the morning after on Q105.
Remember the Q's number and play along at 419-240-1055. Q105.
At the holidays, a lot of good things come together. People.